George, and thank you for his walk with you. Thank you for the word that you've given him. And just keep the eyes and ears of our hearts open to receive what you have for us. Amen.
Well, it's been said what a week we've had. And I think there's no doubt that we're a privileged people to have lived under such a monarch as Queen Elizabeth. And she stood out as someone with great integrity and honesty. And that's a rare commodity these days in leaders, I think. And it's interesting that everybody that knew she was a woman of faith, no matter what their own background, we didn't need to know her opinion on many scriptural matters. A wonderful humility just shone through. People want everyone to know where they stand on their favourite topic or theory. Where is your humility? Where is your heart? You want to serve or to be served? Scripture says, humble yourself and I will lift you up. What a wonderful example of that the Queen was. She was respected right around the world. The things world leaders are saying now were quite amazing. So it's just amazing how you live your life can have such an impact. It's not necessarily what you say, it's often what you live. And as already been said, it's very important that we pray for our new king. And it's wonderful to hear him say that he's one to hear. He wants God's help. I just want to quickly look at Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come to me. The first step is very simple. We have to do something. It's a very simple thing. We need to come to Jesus. God doesn't want robots that will do everything he wants. He wants you to want a relationship with him. It's quite simple. Jesus didn't want us coming with a list of severe demands of what should be done. He's asking, are you at the end of yourself? You are weary and worn down. Well, I can give you rest. This is rest for your soul. Christ wants intimacy with us. And we need to let him lead. Are we prepared to humble ourselves? This may be for someone, just something I felt led to put down. Some of you have had burdens put on you by others, and you feel obliged to carry someone else's load. And you falsely believe this will get you close to God. It won't. Put it down and come to me, says Jesus. The people Jesus was talking to were under the law, and they were continually striving to do the right thing. But it was impossible to always get it right. And so what Jesus was offering was revolutionary for them. It was just mind-blowing, really. He had fulfilled the law. So they didn't have to strive anymore. And he was offering them a free gift. And it's the same for us. You know, it's easy for us to be drawn back into wrong thinking, that we have to earn our salvation. It starts with our willingness to recognize where we are. Don't pretend you're somewhere where you're not. Being at rock bottom may seem a very bad place to be, but in God's eyes, it's the perfect starting place. This isn't rest in the form of sleep, but it's rest from turmoil. And verse 29, it says, learn from me. You know, we need to often look to see what Jesus did in different situations in the scriptures. And also often what he didn't say. It's quite interesting the amount of things that Jesus didn't say. We can think things are very important. Maybe God has a different view. Be careful where you get your teaching from. Some teaching may sound good, but is it in line with Scripture? No, it's very simple. We need to preach Jesus. And we're thinking about at the minute about the new government and the new things that's going on in the world. And we can get easily distracted with all these things. Maybe they're not quite as important as sometimes we think. Nothing can stop us from preaching the word. And when you look at the New Testament, the pressure they were under was unbelievable. And evil that was going on then, and trying to stop the gospel being preached, yet nothing could stop it. And it was then spread right around the world. So we're on the winning side. And don't get distracted with things that are not as important as we might think. Jesus tells us he's gentle. It's so easy to get the wrong idea about Jesus sometimes. Under the law, people were punished for stepping out of line. So we can often think Jesus is the same. But no, he's gentle, it says in these verses. He's gentle and humble. If you're feeling vulnerable and weak, you can always call on Jesus. He knows where you're at and he understands where you're at. And he will listen without judging. Verse 30, my yoke is light. What is God saying to you? It's so easy to feel obliged to follow someone else's calling and be drawn along by things. But it may not be yours. And it may be right for them, but not necessarily for you. The things at the minute seem heavy. Maybe you're not in the right place. Jesus' burden is light. His yoke is light. What is Jesus' burden? There are many, I fancy. But one, I believe, was the thing that Jesus said quite often is for people to know who he is. It's not necessarily complicated. He is the Messiah. He's the one that can fulfill everything he promises. And often you can look for help in different places, and you're never sure if that person, that organisation, a person can actually fulfil what they say. But that's not the case with Jesus. He can fulfil what he says, and fulfil what he promises. So letting people know who he is really important. Once we understand that he's God, it makes a huge difference, because he's all powerful. He asked the disciples who the crowd thought he was, they replied a few examples, but then he asked them, and who do you say I am? He made it personal, and it's the same with us. Jesus said, and who do you think I am? To some, he's just a good man. But when we have a revelation that he is the Christ and the Messiah, it could change everything we think. Just remember, no matter what situation you may find yourself in, Christ's door is always open. He wants you to come humbly and have a journey with him. And always remember, nothing can separate us from the love of God.